Hey, my name is Eric. I am a composer and a producer and one half of the band Foreign Fields. And I'm going to talk a little bit about my score for the video game Ashen.
Welcome to The Annotator, where composers share their thoughts and stories about their original scores. This is episode 83, where composer E. Hillman talks about his score for the video game Ashen. This is Christopher Coleman, and you can find all episodes of this podcast at theannotator.net. E. Hillman, also known as Eric Hillman, is a composer, producer, and songwriter based in Wisconsin. Born into a strong, classically trained musical family, Eric began singing and playing piano at the age of 5. He began composing at the age of 12, and by 16, knew that he wanted to score for picture. After graduating from the Berklee College of Music with a degree in film scoring, he moved to Chicago, where he, alongside his lifelong music partner Brian Hall, laid the groundwork for the acclaimed recording project Foreign Fields. E. Hillman returned to his home studio in Nashville to begin work on the score for Ashen, an open-world action-adventure game developed by the New Zealand-based studio A44. Released in December of 2018, Ashen is a third-person skill-based action RPG about guiding your wanderer in search of a place to call home. There is no sun, and the natural light that does exist comes from eruptions that cover the land in ash. In the game, you fight alongside others, forge friendships, and defeat the creatures of shadow, determined to cast the world back into darkness. You explore mysterious dungeons, fight epic bosses, and explore diverse regions filled with gorgeous vistas and mythical creatures. And in this new era of light, you must protect the ashen and destroy the hungering shadows once and for all. In this episode, E. Hillman shares his first-time experience in working in the video game industry. He reveals the context and evolution of his music for Ashen and his unique approach in representing the post-apocalyptic world of the game. Hillman shares why he chose to remove nearly all melody from the score and elaborates on how his instrumentation also reflects the player's progress in the game.
The main theme was one of the first pieces of music I wrote for the game, very early on before there was really any game to write for. It began just very simply with these four chords in the piano and sort of a repeating pattern. At the very beginning of the game, you witness a rebirth of light into a world that had been in darkness for a century. And one of the things that really struck me about this was the idea of over 100 years of darkness, everything that resembled society and civilization is totally gone and lost to time. And I wanted to represent that in the music for this game. I wanted to try and break the musical constructs down to just sound and feel. And one of the first things to go was melody. And I made the decision very early on that I was going to use very little actual melody in the game in order to mirror the world that you find yourself in, a world that's sort of broken and empty. The way that this piece progresses sort of follows the progression of your character through the story of this game, as you slowly begin to rebuild what was lost. As this single cello line enters, I wanted it to feel like melody and society and civilization and life was sort of returning, that you were bringing it back into the world. In this game, there's a huge emphasis placed on working together in cooperation, and you can hear that in the piece as the second cello enters and strengthens the music. And then as more and more elements enter, we get the feeling of something being rebuilt, continually growing stronger. And this for me is what this game is just all about, really. And in the final moments of this piece, we sort of stop the pattern and we rest on these chords that feel like home. I spent a lot of time with the score playing with the idea of light and darkness, and sort of playing with how those two things would sound. And the end of this piece is just all the sound of light returning to the world. In Ashen, there is a town that you build and grow. It starts very simply at the beginning of the game, and then grows as you grow as a character. This place is called Vagrant's Rest. This piece begins much like the main theme, with a very simple repeated pattern and the acoustic guitar this time. This is generally the same chord movement as the main theme, and it's meant to make you feel like you've come home, like you are someplace safe. The idea to use individual themes, sort of mini themes, for each character in the town came relatively early on, but was kind of a struggle all the way up until the end to sort of get it working and get it right. But I'm incredibly glad that we did, because it's something that I'm very proud of. The first character theme that we hear is Batarang. He's sort of your guide, your anchor through the entire game, and I wanted to give him sort of a low, reassuring presence. Vorsa is sort of a strong huntress character, and her theme sort of fits right alongside Batarang's, which is sort of a nod to their shared history. By far, the most popular character of this game, I think, has to be Yokel or Yokel. He's an interesting character, and he has sort of a sad story, a sad, mysterious story. So I wanted his theme to feel a little mysterious, to feel a little melancholy. Another one of the first characters you come across in the game is Amara. Find her in a cavern playing this strange instrument. It's actually called a simsimya. It's an instrument that I had no knowledge of before working on this game, but a really interesting, evocative sound. This melody that she plays, you hear her play when you first see her far below you in this watery cavern. It's a melody that you hear many times, again and again, sort of reverberated throughout her storyline. I wrote it initially as sort of a lullaby that she can't bring herself to stop playing. Isla, the fisherwoman, is one of my favorite characters in the game. She has this sort of upbeat personality that's sort of much needed in a very dark, sort of difficult game. She has this rustic quality to her. So I picked these two instruments, a mandolin and an Appalachian dulcimer, two instruments I can't really play all that well. But it felt right just to give her something that felt light and fun and a little childlike. A little bit later on in the game, you meet a character by the name of Flokir, and he is a tinkerer, an adventurer, and he has a wooden leg. And to be honest, I think the wooden leg is probably the main reason why I chose this wooden tongue drum to be his theme instrument. But I wanted his theme to sound curious and a little adventurous, just like he is. The idea of building something together was a theme that I really appreciated in Ashen, and something that I felt firsthand. Being my first time working in games, I was surrounded by incredibly supportive and trusting individuals who helped make it an incredible experience. And I feel very fortunate, and I feel very proud.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Annotator with composer E. Hillman and his original score for the video game Ashen. The original soundtrack for Ashen was released on January 18th, 2019 by Annapurna Interactive. You can purchase the soundtrack on Amazon or on iTunes or stream it on Spotify or Apple Music. You can find out more and hear more music by E. Hillman at his official site, e.hillman.com, that's E-D-O-T-H-I-L-L-M-A-N.com, or follow him on Twitter at e.hillman. The Annotator is produced by me, Christopher Coleman, and you can find more episodes at theannotator.net, or you can subscribe via Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, and Radio Public. Wherever you do listen, please leave us a rating or a review, and if you know someone you think might enjoy The Annotator, we'd love for you to let them know about the show. You can also follow the show on Twitter at Audio Annotator, or on Facebook or Instagram at The Annotator, or send us your feedback via email to theannotatorpodcast@gmail.com.